Yes.
Then seeking that room.
Yes, or any visitors that come will say that. This moment.
Yes.
So, tomorrow we'll be traveling to the farm. And then returning Friday morning. And then I think in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, there's this Associated Press coming. And also this lady from the magazine wanted to come.
Who's name?
From this India magazine.
Oh.
This one I just showed. The thing is, Rameshwar was thinking it might be too much if you do two interviews right after each other. Yeah, so we should we can arrange for it to come another day.
What do you mean?
Well, they couldn't have. Yeah. You would like to? I'll bring one. You can arrange.
Srila Prabhupada, all glory to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga.
Lord Krishna naturally has three energetic transformations, and these are known as spiritual potency, the living entity potency, and the illusory potency. Vishnu Shakti Kshetraj Nakya Tata Para Abhidyakar Jnanya Yit Sri Priya Shakti Rishyate. Originally, Krishna's energy is spiritual, and the energy known as the living entity is also spiritual. However, there is another energy called illusion, which consists of fruitive activity. That is the Lord's third potency. For further explanation of this verse, refer to the Adi Leela, chapter 7, verse 119. Shaktaya Shadava Bhavanam Achintya Jnana Gochara Yasoto Brahmanasastu Sadagatya Bhava Shaktaya Bhavandi Kapatam Shrista All the creative energies, which are inconceivable to a common man, exist in the supreme absolute truth. These inconceivable energies act in the process of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. O chief of the ascetics, just as there are two energies possessed by fire, namely heat and light, these inconceivable creative energies are the natural characteristics of the absolute truth. This is a quotation from the Vishnu Purana.
Yaya Shatragya Shaktisha Veshtita Nirpa Sarvaga Samsara Kavan Kilan Avapno Siyatrasan Atuksan Katan.
O King, the Kshetragya Shakti is the living entity. Although he has the facility to live in either the material or spiritual world, he suffers the threefold miseries of material existence because he is influenced by the avidya, nescience, potency, which covers his constitutional position. This in the following verse are also quoted from the Vishnu Purana.
Shakti Kshetragya Sanghita Sarvabhute Subhupala. Saratmai Saratmiyena Parthate.
This living entity, covered by the influence of nescience, exists in different forms in the material condition. O King, he is thus proportionately freed from the influence of material energy to greater or lesser degrees.
Yes.
All the creative energies which are inconceivable to a common man exist in the supreme absolute truth. These inconceivable energies act in the process of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. O chief of the ascetics, just as there are two energies possessed by fire, namely heat and light, these inconceivable creative energies are the natural characteristics of the absolute truth.
Functional energy decides the trying to function. Again, that is not for everyone knows that reaching some time, there are leaves in the tree, green and different colors. Everyone knows due to the sunshine. But how in this sunshine is the heat and light, these things are
coming into existence, they are spreading what is called
molecules.
So many things. But they cannot make it. Although they are things due to the sunshine, they call us a grass.
This electrical system, this one works when you plug the bus in, like if you're in a campground, then these go on, these are big, but fluorescent. And then when traveling, this system works. Therefore, we have two separate light switch panels. One is for plug when we plug into the regular current, and the other one is on the road. The kitchen is very nice. I wanted to show you the kitchen problem. It's a very different kitchen than the one that you saw originally. This is a very big kitchen. Five men can stand in it. Very big. Cooking. Very convenient. You've improved the budget since the last time you were here.
Their intelligence is what needs to work.
But he is eternal. But eternal he is. He is not just somebody who has and if he says that after this life is infinite, then what is the meaning of what millions of years? If I am going to finish, you are going to finish after this life, then there is no question of waiting for millions of years. Who is what? You are finished, I am finished. Who is what?
Working for the children in the future.
But you are not going to wait. You are finished. And I am hearing, I am finished. And the children will come, he will finish. So we will wait. He will wait. You're asking to wait for me. So he will wait.
They think in terms of past generations. They see the progress of society from 2,000 years or 4,000 years, and they think of themselves as a part of that generation. That in the future, just see how far we've come from 500 years.
I don't have that all right. But generation, so-called generation, you and me, everything will be finished. So he's right. Very nice.
What are they waiting for?
We wait on now, we will finish.
They're thinking that this is pursuit of the truth that they're trying to theorize.
Truth will follow you. And where from is coming with so much intelligence that the truth which we have discovered, somebody will come catch us. There is no continuation.
Yeah.
Then there is no question of accepting your truth. He may not accept your truth. So many questions of that. But that brother. Murana. What is going on there?
36.
That is the fact. They will have to wait millions. That is the fact. And how they will have to wait? That is the expectation. They will have to wait in this lower grade of time.
Can a living entity have realization of transmigration without being Krishna conscious?
Hmm?
Can a person be...
It is very easy. But you are so full to get us understand. Krishna is giving me the transmigration to the boy's body. The soul is from boy's body to a beautiful body. Very splendid. But because the brain is so dull, they cannot. Under the scientific brain, they have become so rascal that they simply kill themselves. It is a scientific brain. Why? We are scared. Stop.
Yes. shifting some equipment for cooking.
They consider Srila Prabhupada that this is the same. They have a sense of not changing. That's there because the soul is not changing. They, everyone has a sense that they're not changing because the soul is always there. But because they have no information of the soul, sometimes they think that because I have this body as a youth, I have this body as an old man or youthful person. The point is that they consider that it's the same person. The body hasn't changed. They say it's the same person. Simply as grown. Because they have the sense of the same identity. But can it be said?
And that grown means the original form is same. You can call it in a different name. But grown means the original form has changed. We are also changed.
So can it be said that one has the same body or is it a different body?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a different... It's a form of
body.
It's different.
Otherwise, I must be just coming. It is a different body.
What is the energy by which one conceives that it's the same body? Is that the false ego? Or what do you think that...
No, that's where. In Darwin theory, then. That's why we are coming from apartment to this bar. This is as Karen says, that apartment has become bar. That is useful. I am the person from that apartment, I have come to this bus. It's a fact. But he said, okay, he says the apartment has to come. That is the truth. How the apartment can become bus. You can say the person who was in the apartment has come into this bus. That is the reasoning. Understand. But these rascals say that the apartment has become. The monkey has become.
It's like people sometimes go into a theater and they identify themselves with a motion picture, a movie that's on a screen. They become so emotionally involved, they cry and they laugh and they become completely involved with the picture.
And that is feeling. That is not identity.
Tell me to pull it while you hold it up.
There are many buses.
There's a parking area for trucks. The rest area. We're just shifting some cooking equipment so they can prepare.
We're going now. Let's just fix that.
Let's get it going.
So this wonderful philosophy you have to present.
It's going to be nice and much quieter now. So
yes.
I'll open up the class. Without this way of life that you've given us, life would be intolerable in the material world.
Yes.
For one who's thought
of it. That is the subject. Papa and Maha Sahara died from other people. Unless one of the man who suffers, he simply suffers. The because they're suffering, their only solace is this wine. Cannot find out any other. The more dull headed, the bleaker is solace for the Sudra class. In India, the bleaker is taken by the lowest class. No intelligent class. The other man, cobbler, the butcher, like that. Most like big red.
When the living entity forgets his constitutional position as an eternal servant of Krishna, he is immediately entrapped by the illusory external energy.
Unless they give us this concept, there is no scope for me to become talent. Despite this super, he's now washing dishes in a hotel.
And I heard Manavita is now sweeping the floor at a restaurant.
What do you think? What do you want to
do? See, I was showing shoes.
I heard that you're driving fast. Very fast.
I tried it for a few weeks.
For anyway, we have to do this. As soon as you give a Krishna consciousness, this thing is ready. Come on. कृष्णा भूलिया जी भगवान क्या करे पासे के माया करे क्या पोतिया सब ये श्री सन देर नो अदर ऑल्टर आई दैट हैव कृष्णा और सर सन Unless one is rascal, how will I accept my answer? Mahaprabhu Sundari. That is it.
Ready. As soon as you give up Krishna service.